Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A construction crane pulled down about 300 feet of high-voltage PG&E electrical lines running above Highway 24 at about 5:20 a.m. The Highway Patrol says it was forced to close westbound 24 for a time while those lines were cleared from the traffic lanes. But another, much more significant closure is planned for this afternoon, says Officer Nicole Vasquez, when crews restring those power lines.
Both the westbound and eastbound lanes on Highway 24 near Oak Hill will be completely shut down for approximately 30 minutes at a time. So that's going to happen three separate times with an hour break in between to allow traffic to proceed through.
PG&E says 114 customers lost power, including Noah's Bagels and Whole Foods, the latter scrambling to try to save refrigerated and frozen products. A BART spokesman says the mishap by a private contractor shouldn't affect plans to reopen the train traffic between Orinda and Walnut Creek first thing on Tuesday. In the meantime, bus bridges are operating. There is no word why that crane came in contact with the overhead wires. No injuries are reported. In Lafayette, Tim Ryan, KCBS.